Today in the surgery, children's occupational therapist Ellie Clark tells us how to spot a sleeping difficulty.
Sleep is very important. It's as important to our bodies as food is. It supports a child's development both physically and mentally, and establishing good sleep patterns can help children to meet their full potential. They may struggle at the actual act of falling asleep. They may struggle to stay asleep. They may wake up in the night and disrupt other family members. And there could be a number of reasons behind this. So a sleep difficulty that can present as struggling to fall asleep with disruptive behaviours at bedtime. The inability to self-settle, which means the child being unable to fall asleep in the room on their own. Or waking in the night and disturbing family members. Sharing a parent's bed. Sleep can also be impacted by snoring, night terrors, sleepwalking and obstructive sleep apnea. But as a trained sleep practitioner, I know when to refer on to appropriate medical colleagues and also take into consideration any diagnosis and associated pain.
You can find more information on the Rutland Information Services website, which is ris.rutland.gov.uk.